Important because it's the first time, as you know, Ebola has affected these three countries very badly, and it is the first time since then that the three governments resume immunization campaigns. And if we don't do it, this is just very, very dangerous for children.
Measles, I think you said, is particularly lethal in the sense that it has much more widespread impact than perhaps Ebola does in the number of cases of people who are affected.
Yeah, I don't want to compare, of course, the two diseases. They are different. But yes, there is what strikes me, you know, is measles is far more contagious than Ebola, for sure. On average, a case of Ebola results in two new infections, while one measles case can generate up to 18 new cases among susceptible persons. So that's if children are vaccinated, measles won't kill. But of course, with such a level of contagiosity, the fact of disrupting the fact that vaccination immunization campaign are disrupted is extremely, extremely dangerous for children.
Can you give us a figure of how many people, how many children you're trying to target?
We are trying to, at least we are supporting the governments who are trying to reach 3 million children in the three countries, not only for measles, but measles is really one of the most important diseases that we need to target. Again, we are not saying, hello, there is a huge outbreak of measles. That's not the point. But
there's no epidemic.
There is no epidemic. There are cases. So the main, most important event here for us is that these immunization campaigns are back. This is the first time since Ebola, and this should be maintained in the future. And as you know, it's very difficult in the current situation in these three Ebola-affected countries.
Last question to you. The very fact that this immunization campaign is happening across the three countries, is that a good sign? Is that a promising sign?
Well, yes, it's a positive sign. Just the fact that it happens is a positive sign. I don't know if you have seen in the field what it means to organize campaigns. It's a huge work. Of course, these campaigns now take place in an environment that has been affected by Ebola. Lots of people are afraid of getting vaccinated. There are much less health centers where they can get vaccinated. There is much less health workers. Many of them died to do that. That's why we have been part of this work of training thousands of health workers. There are lots of trauma, as you know, related to Ebola. And this is reflected in the acceptance of immunizations. So we are working a lot with the governments to do social mobilization and to make sure that people accept to be vaccinated. You know, this is the most cost-efficient and the most efficient way to protect children.